Good morning. First on the news, the South Pacific Academy Board of Directors and the SPA Teachers Group, which has been on strike for the last 2 weeks, have announced that the strike is over. According to statements from both groups released over the weekend, both parties have signed a written Memorandum of Agreement, or MOA, as a resolution to the strike. Teachers and teaching aides who went on strike will return to work. Acting Principal Noinette Snowtuff-Fowl will organize, manage, and lead the return and transition. In its media release, the SPA board says that if all goes as planned, we expect those teachers and aides to resume their duties in the classroom on Tuesday morning. Classes will be held today, Monday, March 15th as well. The teachers group notes that the matter of the termination of two teachers was also addressed in the agreement. Those teachers will not attempt to enter the school premises until the board decides whether it will proceed with suspending and terminating them. That decision will be made by March 19th. If the board does decide to fire the two teachers, the MOA outlines the procedures and the teachers' rights. The MOA reiterates the school policies applicable to all SPA teachers and the performance of their duties, as well as the discipline process. It also commits the board to updating the school's corporate documents and policies within a reasonable time frame, with the aim of completing this task before the beginning of the next school year. The board will give the teachers' group notice of any revisions that affect their employment contracts. The SPA board's media release says, "Naturally, the past several days may have affected our children one way or another. We would appreciate it if you would speak with them and explain that the strike is over and it's time to focus only on school. It is now time to commit all our energies to successfully bringing the school year home and to going forward. Calm and reason prevailed from all perspectives. We ask that we all continue on those paths and to keep our children and students absolutely first." The teachers group, meanwhile, expresses sincere gratitude in their public announcement to all those who have supported us over the past 2 weeks, and especially to the many parents whose patience and support have kept hope alive for this positive outcome. The teachers group humbly apologizes for all the inconvenience and difficulty caused to parents and students over the last 2 weeks. All members of the group pledge to work hard to ensure successful completion of the school year. 500 COVID-19 shots in 5 hours. The Department of Health's first drive-through vaccination clinic held Saturday at the airport parking lot was well attended. While it was planned for those who had pre-registered, it turned into an open-for-all event. After administering over 100 doses of the Moderna vaccine in the first hour of the clinic, the DOH team realized they had enough supply and staffing to dedicate 4 of the 8 drive-through lanes to those who had not registered ahead of time. They were allowed to fill out consent forms, register, and receive their vaccines on the spot. The process took less than 10 minutes for each vehicle. For those who had pre-registered, the process was less than 5 minutes. After receiving their shots, each car was shown over to an observation area where the occupants were given food and water. Each person waited for 15 minutes while DOH staff watched them for adverse reactions. Director of Health Motu Satoileama Nua was on hand for the clinic. He said the territory has achieved 40% coverage of the eligible population, and they hope to increase that number to 80% in the coming months.
The goal is to increase our percentage. We're looking at about 3 more months. We're hoping to have got close to 80%. We are looking at a herd immunity here in American Samoa. That way, we will communicate with our medical community. The more people that will be receiving their shots, we're looking at lessen the days that our people will spend at our quarantine hotel here in American Samoa. We will continue to have our quarantine in Honolulu. That way, we'll vet out any virus in Honolulu without bringing that virus here in American Samoa. So the higher we have on our numbers in regard to the vaccination, I think the lower the days going to be at our hotel for quarantine.
Another drive-through vaccination clinic is planned for April 10th to allow those who got their first shot to receive their second dose. Dr. Francine Amoa said that since COVID-19 vaccinations began in December, there have been no cases of anaphylaxis or otherwise serious adverse reactions in American Samoa. Several newly renovated government houses on Lima Street at Lyons Park are being demolished. Some of the units, which house doctors for the LBJ Hospital, were newly renovated. Tenants say they were advised to move out by the end of March. However, they were surprised when told last week that they have to vacate by this Wednesday. Yesterday, bulldozers were at the site all day to demolish the buildings, disturbing the Sunday quiet in the neighborhood. KHJ News has been told that the space where the housing units stood is needed for the expansion of the Nuuli Vocational Technical High School. The LBJ Hospital is reported to be removing some of the building materials from those newly renovated units before bulldozers reduce them to rubble. In his remarks at the end of the first regular session of the 37th legislature last Friday, Senate President Tuaolo Fruin spoke about the Senate Retirement Committee's plans to travel to Hawaii. "We pray that the trip will happen in May. We await word from the doctors if we can travel," said Tuaolo. "And if the trip is on, you can all go while Tongiola and I will man the fort." Last week, the Senate President informed senators that the Board of Directors of the Retirement Fund has decided to hold its usual briefing for lawmakers in Honolulu in May. The meeting allows investment advisors for the Retirement Fund to make presentations on the status of the fund. The chairman of the Senate Retirement Committee, Senator Soliai Tuipine, has requested that all senators attend the Retirement Fund meeting in Honolulu. And in Samoa, a woman who admitted forging the signatures of a Samoan district court judge and a senior lawyer has been sent to jail for 18 months. TV1 Samoa reports 37-year-old Vineta Lapana worked for the senior lawyer until 2017, but allegedly forged adoption documents for two children in 2019. The court heard Lapana had made an agreement with a couple from Australia looking to adopt children. They also gave her 2,600 tala to process the adoption papers. The crime was discovered after the couple took the documents to the New Zealand High Commission to arrange travel visas for the children. A check with the Ministry of Justice soon found no record of the adoptions on file. It was quickly determined that the documents from Lapana were forged. Justice Vui Clarence Nelson, in sentencing, said it was appropriate to send Lapana to prison as a deterrent for other people. For details on these and other news stories, plus a look at the new KHJ News podcasts in English and Samoan, you can visit talanei.com. That's your morning news. I'm Joey Cummings.